There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
Now we hand it over to a damn good dog. It's the Buck Belue Show, taking you to 11 a.m. only on The Fan.
Let's go to the Hompson and Hompson Newsmaker line and bring on South Carolina Gamecock head coach Shane Beamer. Joins us on the Hompson and Hompson Newsmaker line. Glad you found some time for us, Coach. We appreciate it. Has it been a busy summer for you so far?
Yeah, really busy. June, these first few weeks are really crazy. So we've had recruits on campus throughout. We've had an official visit weekend with 13 young men and their families. We've got another one that starts up here this afternoon, an official visit weekend. I think we've got 11 guys and their families coming in. Camps, our own summer workouts for our team, and then just yesterday and today we've got a 7-on-7 and offensive lineman, defensive lineman camp going on. So we got about 20 high school teams here. So yes, it's a busy time, but appreciate y'all having me on.
Shane, what's been different about year number two as you get year number two started, comparing it to the first year?
I think a lot. For one, you know, our team understands the coaching staff and myself better. We know each other better. And, you know, I understand our players and know them better and what makes them tick and their goals and challenges and whatnot. So it's just knowing your team better. And then it's the second time that we're doing everything. You know, last year at this time, we hadn't been through a preseason training camp together. We hadn't been through a season together, a win, a loss, all that. So everything now, it's the second time through. And we're not staying status quo. We got new players, and we're always trying to find ways to get better and be different. But there's a more of a sense of just understanding what's going on. And then for me personally, it's just being able to, now that it is the second time through, you know, being able to look back at the things that we did last season. I'm spending a lot of time, you know, I just finished putting together all of our preseason training camp practices, every period down to the minute, what everyone's doing and daily and meeting schedules and being able to look back at my notes from last August and see the things that we liked, we didn't like. Issues that came up, you can refer to it, and it certainly makes it a little bit smoother doing it the second time around because of things like that.
You kept your staff intact too, pretty much everybody back. How important is that?
Really good. It's really, really important and really good that we were able to do that. Just the continuity within our own building and our players, you know, having the same coach for another year. And then in recruiting as well, you know, the same coaches are going into the high schools for a second year around, and they have an understanding of the high schools that they're going into and the people in those schools. And that was one of the reasons, you know, my dad had so much success for so long. There were a lot of different reasons, but one of the biggest, I would say, is that he just kept his coaching staff intact year after year. And he had a few guys leave occasionally for better opportunities, head coaching jobs or NFL or whatever it may be. But he was able to keep the bulk of it intact. And I saw that firsthand, and I want to be able to do that here at South Carolina. Thankful that our administration here allowed us the opportunity to do that. And we want to make this a great place to live and work and coach. And I feel like we have, and it's exciting to have the bulk of our staff back year two. And we've added some pieces to it, but I'm really excited about the staff that we've added, and we're in a much better place than we were last year at this time, without a doubt.
Really impressive year number one last season. What did you learn about this team, the changeover from a year ago to this year, back during the spring?
Just that they're still very hungry. You know, it's a group. We returned a lot of guys off last year's team. We lost some key players, there's no doubt. But we return a lot of really, really good players, and we return a lot of depth as well. And coming off the season that we had, we finished strong, obviously, winning three out of our last five and beating Auburn, beating Florida, beating North Carolina convincingly in the bowl game was a great way to finish. And then with all the excitement, adding some new players to our program, the recruiting success, the anticipation going into 2022. You're always, as a coach, you know, very cognizant of making sure that there's no complacency setting in and or anybody thinking that we've arrived or anything like that, because there is more excitement and there's a lot more energy around South Carolina football than there was last year at this time. And I've seen no signs of that. Our players are very hungry. They're not satisfied just winning seven games. They have higher expectations and higher goals than that. And they've been very, very workmanlike, very businesslike since we came back in January and throughout spring practice. And same thing that's going on right now in our summer workouts down in the weight room.
Coach, how is the new quarterback Spencer Rattler transitioning into the program? And what are your expectations for him?
Yeah, he's done really well, Buck. He's been a great addition to our team. I obviously was with him at Oklahoma, so I know what Spencer's about. And he came in January, and that's not an easy situation to come into. I mean, you're a starting quarterback that's won a conference championship, and you've won a Cotton Bowl, and then all of a sudden you go into last year, you're a Heisman candidate and supposed to be a first-round draft pick, and the year doesn't go the way you want, and at the end of the year you transfer and you start somewhere else. That's not an easy situation for him to come into. He did a great job handling it when he got here, just coming in, being himself, and earning the respect of his teammates. Our team did a great job of welcoming Spencer and the other new arrivals that we had here. Spring practice was very good for him, and I feel like he's really done a great job this summer. He's come back and he understands this team better, and the team understands him, and he's taken on much more of a leadership role this summer. He's down in Louisiana, I guess, at the Manning Passing Academy right now, and I've gotten some great reports from him down there, just the way that he's handling himself on and off the field, and that's awesome to hear. And just expect him to just go be himself. I mean, we don't have we don't have any expectations other than that. We have high expectations for him, but just go be you, Spencer, and that's plenty good enough, and continue to be the great player and great person that he is.
Coach, what about Marshawn Lloyd? Chance he breaks out this season?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, Marshawn's a guy that he will give you every bit of effort that he's got. And he was certainly highly recruited coming out of high school. He's been, you know, his first year he was injured. Second year, I don't know if he was ever 100% healthy, you know, throughout the year. And I think he finally is now. He's a guy that since he came back in January, he has definitely taken another step. He looks faster. He looks more explosive. He looks like the guy that everyone recruited coming out of high school. And football is very important to him. He's worked really hard to put himself in position to have a great year. And I'm optimistic and hopeful that he will.
You got a chance to, looks like to me, be really good on offense. Got the offensive linebacker. Running back duo, looks like you got a good 1-2 punch there. Josh Van back at receiver. You got all the elements of putting it together on offense.
Yeah, we got a chance. And, you know, obviously we got to stay healthy. And that's one thing we didn't do last year. We started three different quarterbacks, or four different quarterbacks, really, because of injury. And that's hard to have any continuity and success when you're doing that. Not to mention we lost a starting receiver in early October. We lost our starting right tackle in late September. So we had some injuries, and we've got to stay healthy. But you're right. We've got a lot of really good players coming back. We've added some really good players to the offense through the transfer portal and high school recruiting. And then we've got just so much depth coming back. It's an older group. It really is. And we've got some good young players. We've got some proven guys coming back. And the thing that I'm excited about is just we have more depth than we had last year at this time. We've got more depth at all the positions you just named, and there's more balls to go around. Now, we've got to do a great job as coaches of, you know, putting together a system that accentuates all of those guys and finds ways to spread that ball around and give us a chance to be successful. But I'm excited about the group, and I think the group is really excited about it as well.
Coach, I see these Gamecock stickers on cars around Atlanta. I'm saying, Coach Beamer and his staff are working the city of Atlanta today. What about this recruiting base and how important it is for you guys?
It's huge. You know, it's no secret. I'm not saying anything that isn't a fact, but we live in a smaller state here in the state of South Carolina. We don't have the population of other states, and that's not a negative, but we've got to do a great job of attacking the surrounding states, and we always have, and we will continue to. There's great players in South Carolina. We're always going to start in South Carolina. We've had great success with players from South Carolina. Jadeveon Clowney, Stephon Gilmore, Alshon Jeffrey, DJ Swearinger, Marcus Lattimore, Deebo Samuel, on and on and on. But we've got to be able to go into North Carolina. We've got to be able to go into Georgia, and we always have. You know, Connor Shaw, the all-time winningest quarterback at South Carolina, is a Georgia native, as you know, from up in Flowery Branch. And there's great high school football there in Georgia, and in that Atlanta area, there's great coaching. And we're a program that's right down I-20 or right down Interstate 85, depending on what direction you're coming from, and it's an easy place to get to. With fantastic academics and big-time SEC football. So we have a lot to offer young men over there. And we've talked about recruiting and coaching staff. We got a lot of coaches with ties to the state of Georgia and that have always recruited that, and that'll continue to be a major area for us.
Coach, I think you're ready for SEC Media Days coming up next month.
I'll get there. It's been a whirlwind this month, but going to take a little bit of time to catch our breath and prepare for media days over there in Atlanta. But can't wait to get there and hope to see you there next month as well.
Coach, thanks for your time today.
You bet. Thanks for having me on. Have a great weekend. Go Gamecocks.
South Carolina head coach Shane Beamer talking Gamecock football here on the Ballou Show. Yeah, he's ready.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over 1 million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action. The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.